This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ولا أما بعد. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran, and Allah says that Ibrahim made a dua to Allah. Ibrahim said that لا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. O Allah, do not humiliate me or embarrass me on that day that neither wealth nor children will benefit anyone except if they come to their Lord with a pure heart. So Ibrahim alayhi salam understands that he has to have a pure heart on the day of judgment. Whoever comes with qalbin salim. In another verse in the Quran, Allah praises Ibrahim at a later stage of his life, and Allah says, remind to them the story of Ibrahim. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He came to his Lord with a pure heart. These are the only two places in the Quran that Allah mentions qalb salim. The only two places. The first of them, Ibrahim is a young boy. He has been kicked out of his father's house, and he makes dua to Allah that, O Allah, do not humiliate me on the day of judgment, on that day that no one will be able to benefit themselves except if they come in front of you with the qalbin salim. So as a young teenager, maybe 14, 15 years old, Ibrahim alayhi salam has in his mind, I need to have a qalb salim, a pure heart. Then as an older man, Allah says, Ibrahim came to us with a qalb salim. What does this show us? It shows us that when you really want something, inshallah, you will attain it. When you have that goal, when you have that desire, you will get it. If you don't even have the desire, how is it going to happen? You have to aim and aim high. And Ibrahim knew that he wanted one thing, qalb salim. And Allah himself said, Ibrahim came to us with qalb salim. Now what is qalb salim? So this is one major benefit, by the way, that if you want something, everything begins with what? إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِن نِيَّاتِ. Do you want Jannah? Don't tell me just yes. Do you really want Jannah? Is it in your heart? Are you thinking about Jannah? Is it something you daydream about? Is it something you make dua about? If you don't even have it in your desires, in your niyyah, how is it going to happen? And by the way, what type of Jannah do you want? You want just the mediocre, or you want Firdaus? Because our Prophet ﷺ said, when you ask Allah, ask for what? Firdaus. You aim for the highest. You want to have a pure heart. And inshallah, you will get it. Now, what is a qalb salim? Well, from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we can see what is qalb salim. From the story of Ibrahim, two main things stick out. That is, what is the pure heart? Number one, that in your heart, you have no love of any makhluk other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Whether that makhluk is false idols, we know the story of Ibrahim and the idols. We know the story of the Namrud telling him, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to torture you, I'm going to murder you. And he goes, Hasbi Rabbi, I need only my Lord. So there was no love of any idol. And even when the love of his son, Allah challenged that love and said, which one do you really love more? We know the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَّلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. So number one of qalb salim is that the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is paramount. And anything that conflicts with that love needs to be gotten rid of. But anything that you can love and love Allah with through that love, no problem. Love your family, love your children, love your wealth, but as long as it's within the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But any love of a false god, not gonna happen. We cannot love, there is no god besides Allah. So that's number one, love of Allah. What else, number two, that Ibrahim's story demonstrates? Ibrahim alayhi salam was full of love of the creation. Love of the makhluq of Allah. He loved compassion and mercy for everybody. When his own father said to him, if you don't stop, I'm going to stone you to death. لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. His heart was full of love, even though his father wanted to kill him. When the angels came and said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah has sent us Qawmi Lut, and Allah has sent us to get rid of Qawmi Lut. And Ibrahim began, stood up, and Allah says, يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوت. He began arguing with us. يُجَادِل, against saving قَوْمِ لُوت. Like, have mercy, give them chance, right? Then Allah says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ. Ibrahim is compassionate, full, always coming back. Ya Ibrahim, أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا. Ibrahim, don't go there. I have already decreed. Your begging and pleading is not going to change the decree. But look, his heart against the people who did what they're doing, that cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and what is Ibrahim's heart? Arguing. Give them another chance. Let them live. That qalb is qalb salim. Your heart is overflowing with love. No animosity, no hatred, no jealousy, nothing but pure compassion and love and mercy for everybody. This is qalb salim. So when you have qalb salim, then you will come on the day of judgment with qalb salim. So inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, from this quick thing, three basic things. Number one, you better want something in order to get it. And we should all want qalb salim. Qalb salim, pure heart. Number two, qalb salim, it has characteristics of them that the love of Allah is paramount. Nothing should challenge that. And number three, the qalb salim means your heart is full of compassion for everybody else, and you don't have animosity. You don't have hatred. Even those that hate you, like the father of Ibrahim, you don't respond in hatred. And sinners and people that are misguided, you don't think yourself better than them. You don't think yourself, oh, I'm going to be saved, they're going to Jahannam. No, you still make dua for them. May Allah guide them. May Allah forgive them. If your heart is upon this, then inshallah ta'ala, you will have qalb salim. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant all of us qalb salim. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.